need to take out the roller, that things are not looking their best and brightest for you right now.
Nope.
Back to school is really kicking it for you, huh?
Stay tuned. And I don't know. The buses are running late. The schools don't have everything figured out. It's a mess. Everything is, the kid is not quite used to waking up that early or going to bed that early. So she is acting up.
How is the morning? Because I'm worried about that with my child as well.
It's not pleasant.
So you're not doing well, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not doing well, bitch. It's ugly. It's ugly.
Oh, no.
It's especially ugly when I have to wake up really early to get the kid off to school.
Yeah.
But my husband comes to watch us something on TV, falls asleep on the couch, and then ends up coming to bed at 2 a.m. and coming to bed like an elephant walking through the jungle, like making so much noise. The way he came and fell into my bed yesterday, I was about ready to do bodily harm. Like, you don't wake me up when I'm tired and I'm in deep in my sleep. You don't wake me up like that, bitch.
Yeah.
No, you fall asleep on the couch, you stay asleep on the couch.
I recommend leaving your husband and child and going to Vegas with your friends. But let me tell you something. When you return from that trip, you're like, you're immediately like, I should have stayed an extra 4 days.
Yes, you're like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Could I also stay in Vegas? Yes. You don't want to come back?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, like, by the way, hello, welcome back to the show.
No, welcome. You welcome back to the show. You are the one who's been out partying.
Okay, I wasn't, like, really
having
partying.
Having an awesome, awesome time eating all those goat cheese balls.
Okay. We need to talk about the Vanderpump Cocktail Garden. That's basically what we were going
to
work on.
We need to talk about your vacation today. Because this vacation was out of control.
It was actually extremely low key because me and my friends are all just like the same wavelength and like partying. So I got to Vegas on Thursday night, like late night. Friday morning, we woke up and basically our thing was wake up in the morning, get some coffee, go to the pool, hang out at the pool until you're just like exhausted by the sun and the chlorine. And then you get out, you take a shower, you eat some lunch, get dressed, go to dinner, hang out at the hotel, do any, drink. Eat like a snack or something small, go to a thing like a show or a bar or whatever, and then go back to the hotel room like around 11 and just like order room service and hang out and chat.
Yeah.
Which was like really perfect because like that's exactly what I want to be doing on vacation. Like I've never been to Vegas before and I was very pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as ratchet as I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't
like I've watched.
It wasn't like it wasn't like Trump. What is that called? Trump Mahal, Taj Mahal.
Yeah. So
it was like the New Jersey boardwalk in Atlantic City.
Exactly. So like I've been to Atlantic City, you know, a million times. Yeah. But in my mind, I guess also to be fair to Atlantic City, the last time I went to Atlantic City was like 2011 for my bachelor party. But I think I just was under the impression that like if Atlantic City has some ratchet people, Vegas would have way more because there would be way more people wanting to party. But it was actually just like perfect. It was really lovely. And I don't really drink. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends don't really drink. So it was great to actually check out the food scene in Vegas. Mm. Is amazing. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did that. The food scene, I will tell you, that's not incredible is the food at Vanderpump Gardens.
So essentially, my view of Vegas for the past few years has been what I've seen on Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Right? And that's ratchet.
Yes, exactly.
And it's that and between them and the Kardashians, I thought Vegas was a dump.
Yeah, me too.
But what you're telling me is it's not.
So if you once you go off the strip, you're like, oof, this place is depressing.
Yeah.
But when you're on the strip, it's actually like kind of great. Like, I mean, it's an entire city built on hospitality. So actually people are so incredibly nice. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely. And I got to hang out with one of our fans, which is weird to say out loud because I don't want to call her that. Laura is a real life person that I've known since I was like 19.
Are you telling me your real life friend listens to us?
Yes. So
I don't think any of my friends listen to me. I mean, I'm friends with people who listen to us.
Yes.
But my the rest of my life and in real life friends, in work friends and all of this, none of them, even though I've tried to get mm-hmm. them to listen, mm-hmm. they don't. Right. They're like, no.
Yeah.
My best friend doesn't. She's like, oh, okay. I said, we have 1,000 listeners. Can you believe it? She's like, okay.
Yeah.
No enthusiasm whatsoever.
Everybody I know in real life, including mm-hmm. like my best friends that I went to Vegas mm-hmm. with, some of them even watch Bravo like as religiously as I do,
oh, but wow. they just
don't You're listen so to my podcast.
You're so much more well-rounded than I am then.
Yeah, but like they just, they're not interested in my podcast because they're mm-hmm. like, no, we're listening to like
that. Oh, they're TED Talks. They're like TED Talk type of podcasts.
They're listening to, exactly. Murder, they're TED Talk type and, yeah, people. Yes. Murder podcasts and TED Talks, like wellness, you know?
Yes.
and any of my other friends who I like tell about my podcast, they're mm-hmm. kind of like, we don't really know how podcasts work. And I'm like, that's
Yeah, my
fine.
Friends are like, what's a podcast?
Exactly. So I went to Vegas for one of my best friends from high school, her uh-huh. 10-year vow renewal, and her maid of honor, who was her original maid of honor and also mm-hmm. was her maid of honor this time around, Laura, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. she came the same day that we came and like she got into the pool and she immediately said to me, I have to tell you, I feel like I know you so well because I listen to your podcast all the time. And I about drowned myself. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I texted you. I was like, I wanted to jump out the window.
I told you. You must have felt like super awkward because.
Yeah, and not because.
Who's a fan of ours?
Like, yeah, just because.
You mean you're a friend of ours.
It's just a strange thing to meet somebody in real life who also listens to you. Mm-hmm. But also, don't stop listening to us because I'm talking about it like this. I love that Laura listens. She's so funny and we had a great time. I made sure that Laura and I went to Vanderpump Gardens. So mm-hmm. we went there on Saturday night. And let me tell you, the service is trash. Mm-hmm. Okay. The food, subpar. Subpar at best.
Okay.
The cocktails were good. Mm-hmm. Vanderpump Rosé mm-hmm. tastes terrible.
Really?
No good. No good.
Wow.
It's not good.
But you're not a rosé connoisseur, so even, I don't know
no,
how
No, but
to-
even the people at the table who drink were okay. like, this isn't good.
Okay. I don't trust you on alcohol. And
yeah,
everything
you,
else.
As you should. Yeah. You should
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't trust you on perfumes either. But that's a whole other thing.
Vanderpump rosé is equivalent in wine to La Dom perfume. Is in fragrance.
So great. Okay. So you don't know how to describe it. That's all.
But yeah, but it was great. And I loved Vegas and it was a lot of fun. But Vanderpump, man, Lisa Vanderpump is just, she's got a cash cow there in Caesars and mm-hmm. she's raking in the money because that show was expensive and okay. And the place is very like, it looks like a gothic nightmare, mm-hmm. but in like the most beautiful way. It's very pretty. It was nickel lane all over the place, right?
Yeah.
But very, very tiny. And
was baby Sheena Charlie there?
We were looking for baby Sheena, but she was not. Wow. There was a guy who looked like a baby Schwartz.
Oh.
His name was Clay. So if we ever see him on the show, just remember I met Clay at the door. That's it. But yeah. But it was great. Vegas was great.
And you're back now. You're back to the... grind. You're back in Jersey.
Back to the grind.
Uh-huh. How does it feel?
Didn't I say in the beginning of the podcast that I wish that I stayed there for a couple more days?
Yeah.
So that's how it feels. I'm gearing up for, I know you had first week of school. I'm gearing up to start school in about a week and I'm not looking excited. I'm not looking no. forward to it. So
It was a mess. Our district had a shortage of bus drivers. So the buses had to double back and the kids are stranded. Some of the kids ended up, some middle schoolers kids. Ended up in high school. It was, and there was like, all of that happened. And then in Baltimore County, a whole bunch of kids never got picked up because the bus drivers didn't show up for their jobs because they weren't happy with their safety.
Wow.
Like how safe the situation was. So it's been a mess. It's been stressful, you know, making sure all the kids get to school and come back from school. And I'm like, I should have probably just driven her to school. Or she could have biked to school. It's just not safe. This, you know, she has to cross a highway. So I'm just about at my wit's end with that.
You're done. All right. Well, let's talk about better things then.
Okay.
Let's talk about
Try and find something better.
Okay, well, I'll give you something better. How about you could be down in the dumps, Arthi, but if you were down in the dumps and you were presented with Chinese food, would you still grab that Chinese food, sit around a coffee table with your arch nemesis and eat it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I would.
Because that's what I they did say, on Real Housewives of
Potomac. Because there's no bread to break in that, remember? She said she wouldn't break bread.
That's true.
There's no bread to bake. It was all noodles and rice.
That's true.
So I'll be fine with it. There's no bread breaking happening. I'm still not breaking bread with that bitch. But I will pick on some rice and noodles.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back in Real Housewives of Potomac. The ladies have just had the aftermath of the Giselle, Wendy, Robin, Ashley mess. Mm-hmm. Chinese food is ordered. Everybody sits around and eats their little spare ribs.
So they had the whiskey tasting.
Yeah.
They had a whole blowout. And I thought, this is it. This is the end of the night. They're going home. No. Dinner wasn't even here yet.
Oh, my God.
And when Wendy got up and walked away, I was like, okay, she's returning. She's going home. She's going back to her cottage. Everybody, this is the end of the scene. No, ding dong. And there's delivery of food.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah,
there's
but Wendy,
more?
Yeah, but Wendy had the last laugh because she and the rest of the cottage residents took the food and took it back to the cottage. They were like, fuck you guys. We're taking all of this back with us.
They sat just for a little bit of time and, you know, ate a little bit there and then they took the rest.
Yeah, I loved it.
And left.
The cottage has a wind down and obviously Wendy starts to cry a lot. Mm-hmm. Karen tells Wendy, Giselle likes to butt fuck you without permission. Let me tell you something. It's funny enough to hear that with a bleep, but like want to sit with Karen Huger and hear this like 67-year-old woman.
Yeah.
She's like 58, right? She's not even 67. 58-year-old woman.
She's just a little older.
Yeah. Sit there and say, X, Y, and Z will butt fuck you without permission. I love her.
She's queen. I just love this woman so much. I love her so much. She was here. She was doing a signing of her book in Baltimore. And I got Samaj reached out and said, do you want to go? And I couldn't go because I had a Girl Scout meeting. But it was like, oh my God, for $20, I could have taken a picture with.
Okay, you should have skipped the Girl Scout meeting.
I know. But I'm cookie mom for the whole damn service unit. Oh. I signed up and I was drunk. Anyway, so now I have this other shit that I have to do. Essentially, she's just awesome. She's awesome. Everything that she says is so – she just cracks me up.
Everything she says – because she says it with like the air of I have such class. Uh-huh. And then she says something wild like that.
And I am surprised that nobody bursts out laughing when she says that. Like, I'm surprised. Okay, Wendy was crying. Fine. Okay. But I was like, Ascala, why aren't you laughing? That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was like a great time to get like an Ascala facial reaction moment.
Right.
Because so you're having these various powwows at this moment. You have Karen and Wendy and Ascala having like a wind down. Mm-hmm. You have Giselle telling the rest of the ladies, while she's still like pretty drunk, telling the rest of the ladies that Wendy is too sensitive to be part of the group. And it's a shame because Wendy is crying and she's crying and she's saying how amazing Eddie is. Now, I have a theory about why she's crying, which is from years and years of psychoanalysis of Housewives, which is Wendy is crying because she's the reason why this shit is being brought on TV and why Eddie's name is being dragged in the public. Mm-hmm. If she had not chosen to go on Housewives, call it what it is. You could be as successful as you want. But when you decide to become a Real Housewife of whatever city, you want to be famous. That is the reason for why you want to become a housewife, is so that you can become famous. You can become like a low-tier celebrity. So Wendy wanted that celebrity and she wanted it. And unfortunately, the price of that has been that her husband is being dragged through the mud.
Yeah, but also at this point, people should know if you sign up for Housewives. Yes.
Yes.
You will have this going on. So, I mean, if I sign up for Housewives, I'm going to be telling my husband, you know, get ready. You're going to have an affair. There's going to be a baby somewhere.
You know, he's going to be like, wait, are you saying that I should go have an affair? Are you saying that?
He's a germaphobe. He's not having an affair. He's like, oh my God. Yeah, same he's with like my a husband. He's a terrible germaphobe. He's always afraid he's going to get cooties somewhere. So he's not going to do any of that. Right. Oh, so,
yeah.
So I don't even worry about him, but I would say, yeah, you will go through bankruptcy court and yeah. You will have debt and you will have all of these stories are going to come out and you just have to be okay with it.
Yeah.
You're either going to be gay or you're going to be having an affair. It's going to happen. So just be ready for it.
Or
right?
Both.
Or both, you know, just be okay with it.
I always think about how my husband would be received on Housewives because I'm a psychopath. And I think that if people were to see my husband and I at all together on TV, they would be like, oh my God, her husband hates her.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
They would be like, wow, he cannot stand that woman.
And they wouldn't understand. Like, they wouldn't understand. How are we together? Even
like, yeah.
How did she get him? And you know, yeah.
And that's why I sometimes think like, even though Robin drives me crazy, and obviously Juan did cheat on Robin, I do think that sometimes when people are like, "Oh, Juan hates Robin," I'm like, you know, I think that they just have like a dynamic that like doesn't seem like it makes sense on TV, but in real life, it works for them in whatever capacity.
Yeah, you know, yeah. My husband and I we can go a full day without having a full conversation.
Oh yeah,
and just grunts, and we are fine with it.
Just pass by each other and give each other a grunt like, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah. And that's an okay. That means that I've had way too much conversation with you today.
Yeah. Now, Robin is critiquing Wendy's delivery. She says that Wendy should not have reacted that way, as we said last time. Robin, you're a hypocrite for saying that.
And Robin is so drunk. She's like pouring water and alcohol on herself. She's covering herself with – she's talking to herself. She's literally talking to herself. And she's saying, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, negative and I'm going to try. And what does she say?
She says, I'm going to maintain my thick skin even if somebody else is sensitive. It doesn't – you know, I don't have to react the way they react. I was like, oh, God, Robin. Like, Robin is having a public-private experience.
Yes. She's having a very public-private experience. Robin could sell tickets for this one-woman show in Vegas.
Yeah, she could. And I would attend. I would pay money for it. But mostly Robin is mad because Wendy dragged Robin into it. Because Robin feels like it was unwarranted. It was between Ashley and Giselle. And why did Robin get mixed in? But Robin seemed to have forgotten that she was being kind of mean to Wendy the entire weekend.
Right. So Robin is basically saying, I was just minding my own business twerking and Wendy came and started yelling at me. Yeah. That's not what Wendy is saying.
Yeah.
Wendy is saying that, Robin, how can you let your best friend talk to me like that? I thought you would stand up for this and you would understand that this, how this messes you up. So you would say something about it. But then Wendy also went for the juggler with just putting Robin, saying exactly what she thinks of Robin to her face that way. And yeah, Robin should be hurt and upset about that too.
Exactly. The next day, Robin calls Juan and he hangs up on her.
He's like, what's going on? What's going on?
And she's like, I'm getting a shape up. Bye.
Yeah.
Up on her. It's great.
But that's also what my husband would do. He'd be like, what? It's not an emergency. Yes. Then I'll hang up.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Then the ambassador to Surrey County goes to the main house to get her makeup done. Karen waltz in that insane Amazon tracksuit. Her butt looks amazing.
It's the TikTok tracksuit that, Matt must have told her that this makes your butt look good. You should buy this. So she went for the brightest and, you know, I was surprised that she didn't have another one pop up in like lime green because aren't those the popular colors, lime green and orange?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The ladies are talking at the pool. Giselle, as usual, doesn't think that she started any of the drama.
No.
Not at all.
Giselle was like, and she's being factual. She's like, I didn't start it. Ashley did.
Yes.
Because Giselle, you told Ashley to do it.
Yes, exactly. She's like,
well, actually, Giselle, you did try to start it twice and it failed, which is why Ashley started it successfully as well.
Yeah. Well, it was so purpose. I think that was on purpose because Giselle purposely asked Wendy questions that have nothing to do with Eddie. Mm-hmm. Then she gave the Eddie match and fuel to Ashley and said, here, do with this whatever you want.
Yeah. Giselle primed the pump and then Ashley set the thing on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We do get a scene of Ashley at home with her children.
Why?
Michael brings a present to Ashley that she very clearly already knows about. He's like, mm-hmm. look, I got you a present. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm so shocked. He's mm-hmm. like, I designed it myself. And she's like, you shouldn't have. I was like, what am I watching?
The nanny was the same way. She's like, what am I watching? Why is the predator? Why is the predator home? And do I need to go rescue the child from it?
Yeah. And Ashley keeps talking about Michael in this way of being like, he's a changed man because he had kids. And it's like, you know, he has two other kids. He's got like two or three other kids. He's got grown kids. He's got kids older than Ashley.
Yeah.
She keeps being like, Dean and DeLuca, whatever their names are. She was like, they changed him.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. He had a wife and kids before, too, who he probably left to mm-hmm. fuck the young, hot chick at work, mm-hmm. Ashley.
Yeah.
The young, hot girl who lets him fuck other women.
Like,
that's,
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Robin says that Wendy's wrong in how she reacted. And she's primarily also mad because Wendy was so supportive last year at the engagement party, but is not anymore.
Mm.
Now, don't you have a friend that you've met? Like, don't you know a couple where you're like, man, that couple looks great from the outside. I can't wait to be friends with them. They look like goals. Mm-hmm. And then you really get to know them and you're like, oh my God, they are so dysfunctional. I never want to be around them.
Mm-hmm. It usually happens to me when I go on a couple's vacation and I get to know them.
Yeah.
When you actually stay with them and you know them and you're like, ugh. And all of a sudden you fall in love with, back in love with your own husband.
Yes.
You're like,
oh my God.
Wait a minute. Yeah. At least you're not that dysfunctional.
Yes.
I recommend it highly. You know, every couple should go on couples vacation just to make sure yourself. It makes you appreciate what you got.
Every time my friends complain about their spouses, uh-huh. it does make me really love my husband. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like, Robin, like Wendy was hooting and hollering at your engagement party, but she probably barely knew you guys.
Yeah.
And now she's gotten to know you. And by the way, he is shaming you for being depressed. So why the mm-hmm. fuck would Wendy think that that is a good guy? And also, Wendy has her ears to the streets like everybody else in the state of fucking Baltimore.
Correct.
And they know that Juan has something going on the side, allegedly.
Right.
And Robin also says that she, quote unquote, chooses not to care about the stuff in the blogs. But it works out for me because, look, now I'm engaged to Juan. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
You chose to be ignorant. And the prize for that is that you are now engaged to him. And he's also shaming you for being depressed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah.
What a win.
She has very deep, I feel Robin has very deep self-worth issues.
Totally.
Very deep self-worth issues. And it's beyond just depression. She truly does not think very highly of herself, which is why she goes down these paths where she could do so much better, but she's not. She's not even trying. She could do better even at her job and her, you know, her business, and she's not because she's so afraid that she's a failure. She's already thinks she's a failure, so it's never.
Yeah, that's like major self-worth issues. Major. Yeah. You're absolutely right. That's very astute of you.
No, I just identify with it.
Oh no!
I was like, I just what recognize it. That's all. Game recognizes game, right?
Wendy gets to the house and wants nothing to do with Giselle. And Giselle's like, I don't know why Wendy's acting that way. I'm like, shut. This is what drives me crazy about Giselle. She's mm-hmm. always like talking crazy and then is like, I don't know why you would react that way to me talking yeah. crazy. And it's like, Giselle, if you're going to be messy, just accept that people are not going to want to talk to you if you're being messy.
And also, I wanted to point out that that pool
yeah.
that Giselle is pruning in,
yeah,
that's a tiny pool. It's not a pool.
It's like a bathtub.
It's a bathtub. It's like, it's, yeah. She's They're basically always walking back and forth and soaking herself. It's a soaking tub. That's all it yeah. is.
Yeah. She's like basically hoping that all of the sodium from the Chinese food the night before will just like drain out if she soaks in the water.
She is enough. Addicted to chlorine fumes is what I think.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Candace has a video vixen competition. Mm-hmm. And we find out that Robin was a former video vixen for mm-hmm. Diddy. Where's yeah. that Robin?
That Robin was the younger Robin. I'm telling you, I've met Robin. I met Robin years ago, and she was a different Robin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was very put together Robin.
Really?
Yeah. She was very confident and put together. She stood out in the whole room. I mean, all eyes were on her. She was so gorgeous and tall and beautiful. It was at a pool party, and she was wearing a black bikini, and she looked so good. She looked so hot compared to all of us moms. Mom bodies. She looked really, really good. But she was all that. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something affected her self-esteem, like really, really hurt her self-esteem. I don't know what it
did is. You meet her before the stuff came out about that guy who like took their money and all that shit?
I think so. I think it might have been before. Yeah.
It may have been that. It may have mm-hmm. been that decision that really like
yeah.
took a toll on who she is. Well,
yeah. I mean, she talks about it when she talked about it last episode. She was talking about how she was afraid her house would be foreclosed. She would be driving up to the house and she didn't know if she could get into the house or not.
Yeah.
So that's like really scary shit.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
It is. I want Robin to have the confidence that Karen Huger has about herself.
Right.
Especially all when Karen is do that interpretive dance and twerk.
Yeah. Did you see Robin post hers?
I know. She's yeah. a great dancer.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, justice for Robin now.
I know. Meanwhile, Karen is like getting on her knees and praying. What was that?
Okay. Let me tell you something. As much yeah. as, again, I hate when Giselle is like, oh, that's what you're taking to your man at home. Like, yeah. one, of course, like, who cares? Yeah. But also, yeah. Ray is old. Like, do you think yeah. that he's really looking for somebody to, like, pop, lock, and drop on his dick? I don't think so.
No.
Barely no. Away that herkity-jerkity, like, needs WD-40 moves yeah. that Karen drop. Yeah. Like, that's about it for Ray.
WD-40.
Look, I'm not followed far by, from there. I'm 36.
Followed by a Windex rubdown.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not far from there. I'm 36, but I'm probably as good of a dancer as Karen. So, mm-hmm. so
yeah.
lube me up with WD-40 too. Okay. Yeah. Some of the ladies go to play tennis and the others go to the swearing in at Surrey County, which I have to say the swearing in at Surrey County made me cry until aww. Ray hopped on and the clown music started playing. And we got the exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive La Dame yeah. House of Huger candle drop.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks, can baby.
So tell me more about the candle. So she knew she was coming out with a candle when Wendy went and talked to her about it.
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah. But she didn't tell Wendy that. Or did Wendy know?
She did not tell Wendy. Mm-hmm. She only told Wendy at this Surrey County drop. And my gut says that there was no candle idea until Wendy said, hey, I'm making a candle.
Ooh.
And then because the way she even says it, like, oh, we're going to do candles and home stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then she justifies it by saying, oh, my candle has 3 wicks and Wendy's only has one. But Wendy, when she told you she was making candles, she's such an absurd justification. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. What? Why is she like this? I love her so much. But like, Wendy told you that she wanted to do home stuff. Yeah. Wendy wants to be at fucking TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm. La Dame is luxury fragrance. So La Dame is Bergdorf's.
Okay. Good luck.
And Wendy is TJ Maxx.
Okay, if somebody now everybody knows I smelled La Dame. I know what it smells like. You can go to our Instagram. Which is why I can talk review. Like okay, if I walked into somebody's house and they had a 3-wick candle that permeated all over their house and it smelled like La Dame, I would immediately leave. I would say, oh no, I'm would getting you motion go to sickness.
A house, would you go to a house with 3 cats with cat pee smell, or would you go to a house with La Dame candle?
I would go to a house with La Dame.
See? That's all it is.
She's competing against the cat.
Who would buy a candle? People who have house smelly houses. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's what Karen needs to do. Does your house smell of cat pee? La Dame.
Yeah, that should be the ad. Because that's the only thing that it should be masking. But then honestly, it would probably just smell like cat pee and La Dame. Robin tells the ladies that Wendy is not invited to any of the imaginary events for her imaginary wedding. No,
Robin
wedding.
Doesn't say even that. She says, I know who's not invited.
I wanted to be like, Robin, you're not invited.
That's what the entire internet said. And that in that moment, like, Robin, are you sure you are invited? Where is this imaginary wedding happening? Yeah. I don't know. Seriously. Oh, that is so sad. I feel sad for Robin. She really thinks it's happening.
But you know what she means by that, right? Mm-hmm. Next season, when they film my wedding, you're not going to be invited to film scenes. Mm. That's all that means.
Yeah.
That's housewife.
I feel like Robin is waiting for Bravo to film her wedding, and which is why she hasn't had the wedding yet. So hopefully Bravo will be able to afford it, because Robin sure can.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's when she's saying Wendy will not be invited. Mm-hmm. I have to point out that the ladies who went to the Surrey County swearing in also stop at 7-Eleven, and that excitement was palpable. Perfect.
Yeah, I loved it. It was perfect. It was a perfect ending to a perfect trip.
What does Arthi like to get from Quick Check, Wawa, 7-Eleven on a road trip?
Probably Twizzlers.
Really?
Yeah.
What about salty?
Salty would be pretzels, maybe?
Really?
Ooh, mustard, honey mustard pretzels.
Ooh, okay. All right. And what about your beverage?
Beverage would be a coffee. If the coffee feels fresh, if it smells old. I'm very particular about my road stop coffee. Mm-hmm. It has to be fresh. Mm-hmm. If it is old, then I would get cold coffee drink that's prepackaged. Yes.
Yeah. I was looking at Karen's and I was not mad at it. It was Sun Chips and peanut M&Ms and a Slurpee. Mm-hmm. And I would just replace the Slurpee with an iced coffee, because I too am like that. I'm like, I don't think this coffee is fresh. Mm-hmm. Let me just get an iced coffee, because it's probably fine.
Yeah. I'm a coffee snob, so I would be very particular about that.
All right. Well.
But I'm also a coffee slut, so I would drink coffee everywhere. I will drink, and then I'll complain about it.
I love it so much. Mia tells the ladies in the car that Giselle called Wendy a weak bitch.
Mia says, that's how I interpreted it.
So Mia, we know she can't do math. She doesn't know anatomy. She can barely talk.
Yeah.
And now she can't hear either.
She's definitely not going to the spelling bee. And now she can barely hear.
Oh my God.
She is Teresa Giudice. I'm telling
She is Potomac.
And we are going Potomac to find Teresa. Out from the previews that her husband could pretty much be Louis.
Oh my God. No, her husband is Nasty Juicy Joe.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Or even Aviva's dad is the vibe I got.
Aviva's dad vibe. Yeah. They go to this last dinner in Williamsburg, and Robin obviously texts Juan to call her so that she can be cute and talk about her non-existent relationship just He's to like, start a okay, conversation.
I called you. What do you want? Yeah. What do you want? I called you. It's like my non-existent. It's like, are you serious right now? You made me call you for that? Are you serious? Oh, I gotta go.
I'm getting another shape up. It's like, Juan, you were just getting a shape up this morning. Mm-hmm. But basically, this is where Robin coaxes out of Wendy that she was upset about what she said. And Wendy says, gives a classic Housewives apology. If I said something to offend you, then I am sorry.
Okay, Wendy. Unit one, quiz, check.
Yeah, exactly.
Housewife apology. You mastered the housewife apology. Check.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We are the professors and we're passing you.
Yeah.
But she's not going to talk to Giselle at all, which is great. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't.
Yeah.
Keep that feud going. Be smart about it, Wendy.
I think it goes into the reunion makeup and the next season. So that keeps Wendy on the show, Giselle on the show. Giselle doesn't mind it. Giselle is like, I did what I had to do to be on the show too. It almost feels like they're all playing these games. But at the same time, they're doing it in a way that's entertaining to us, unlike the Fools on Shaws. But
oh my God, can we talk about the Fools on Shaws?
I was raging at Reza. I was raging at the vein popping in Mike's forehead, his weird, creepy predator smile. I was raging at Paulina, thinking she's, you know, what's her name? Dakota. Not Fanning. What's her name? What's the other
Johnson?
Dakota? Johnson, and where she is a property owned by Mike.
Wait, why would you say that?
Because Mike calls her his prized possession.
Is that a thing from 50 Shades? Fun fact about me, I've never read or watched any of that content. No.
It's not a thing, but that's how they approach it. That you belong to me, I belong to you, blah, blah. I own you, you own me, that kind of stuff.
Gross.
Yeah, it's kind of weird and gross. And it's she enjoys that, and she seemed drugged out half of the time. She could barely open her eyes. Speaking of opening eyes, Destiny could barely open her mouth and eyes, and she could barely do any of that. She was mumbling to herself, so I was raging at Destiny. I think pretty much raged at everybody except for MJ.
Yeah, but also I felt like MJ was really annoyed that the conversation kept being about Mike and the spoof text. Now, obviously, can we talk about the spoof text?
Sure.
You know, everybody's been getting these text messages lately where somebody's like, hey, sorry, I did blah, blah, blah. Can we X, Y, and Z? And then it's obviously like a scammer text.
Yeah.
It's usually like a cute girl or a robot pretending to be a cute girl to try to get information out of
you. I get Asian girls for some reason. I don't know why they think that would be my... That would be the one that would... I get a lot of WhatsApp. You know, it comes on WhatsApp too. You get that...
Oh, picture, I don't get it on WhatsApp.
Like, oh, I just got your number. It's like, oh, hi. Forgot to text you last night. And it shows up. And then you click on the picture and it's like Asian girl. And like,
oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think that's basically what Mike got. Those were the spoof texts that he keeps talking about.
He got once. The 9 other times were real texts. He got once and he showed that as his proof. Whatever, man. Destiny lies. She said that he has done this 9-10 times, but then she says, no, that was just what I meant was he got 10 texts from
Paulina.
Paulina, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paulina just such a liar. She doesn't, and he is a liar. She's a liar. They deserve each other and they can go to hell. I'm so mad at them.
Both of their pants are on fire and we don't give a shit about them. But I was thinking while I was watching this, I was thinking about what you said, I think, last week, which was that you don't think that Shaws of Sunset is sustainable. And by the end of this reunion, I was like, this fucking rigmarole again with like, oh, we're going to have a dicey reunion ending. Then we have to cut to show a scene after the reunion where we decide that we're going to make up.
Yeah.
And then it's a cliffhanger for then next time what's going to happen.
Right.
They do this all the time on Shaws.
I do not care that Reza and Mike are brothers. I do not care.
I don't care. And I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. Where did that come? Why did you suddenly make up?
Why did you suddenly make up and you have somehow not made up yet with MJ?
Yeah.
You
haven't. So he wrote that stupid letter on a card.
Yes.
I'm so happy Tommy tore it up now.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then then he asked Tommy for $10,000 to drop his lawsuit, which just tells me Reza doesn't have any more money left. He's poor.
Yeah, Reza's poor.
Reza be poor.
A bitch Reza lost.
He lost 40 pounds and about $400,000. Anyway, that he did not have in the first place. But in any case, Reza be poor. So he's asking, he's hitting up Tommy because Tommy got inheritance from his mother who passed away, right? So something of that sort. So apparently Tommy has a little bit of money that was left to him by his mother who had a big insurance or something like that. So Tommy is sustained by that, but... Having said that, Tommy went to jail. Tommy did his time. Reza, shut up and drop that damn thing. And it doesn't matter. Don't drop it. Like Tommy said, it doesn't matter anymore. Yes. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm getting pissed at MJ for wanting to be with this monster.
Yes, absolutely.
And Reza says he cares about Mike because Mike put a ring on Paulina. He put a ring on Paulina's finger. It's so nice to see him engaged to her.
What? It's a really
it's toxic. You were talking about how toxic they are to each other during the show. And all of a sudden now you're okay with it?
Yep.
It's all bullshit. Makes no damn sense. It's all bullshit. They don't know what they're doing. They don't care. Gigi is right. And it felt like everybody had smoked up too much. They didn't even make sense talking to each other at a certain point.
Yeah, you're right.
They were just so high and they weren't even making sense. And, you know, I think Andy had contact high. He wasn't making any sense either.
Well, Andy looked very bored because he was like talking to Mike and Paulina about their situation. And then he was like, I want to be done with this conversation. And then they move on to something else. But then again, he's like, well, Mike, what did you mean by blah, blah, blah to Destiny? Blah, blah. I was like, I thought you wanted to be done with this conversation. Also, they kept doing these cliffhangers that didn't amount to anything. Like they kept being like, oh, what did Paulina say to Destiny at Halloween? Oh, we don't know. Oh, what does Paulina say when Gigi says, who are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of? Who makes you scared in this group? Nobody. Nothing. She doesn't respond to anybody.
Yeah. They showed the entire scene again. It amounted to nothing. And then they were like, Paulina, Destiny, tell us, what are you holding back? Remember, Nima says, hey, why? Either say it or don't say it, but don't say that you are holding on to something. Just say it. And then Mike cuts him off and says, no, bro, let's not say it.
Yes, exactly. I'm like,
Destiny, if you have something to say, say it. So at least that makes you interesting, but you don't even say what you have in your mind. You're like, no, I'm going to respect Paulina. What? Paulina doesn't respect you. What are you talking about? She doesn't care. She was calling specifically when they were in the mountains. She was specifically calling to stir up shit. And now she pretends that she didn't. She told Destiny that it was all back to the same thing again and she was done. And then now she's saying, no, I shouldn't have confessed all this. I was drunk. Every time she was put into a corner, Paulina's excuse was, I was very drunk.
Yes, exactly.
Either I don't remember or I was very drunk.
And Mike's excuse is, I don't remember. Yeah, and Mike's excuse is, I was triggered and I was angry.
Yeah.
They're such trash.
It was just so, it was trash. It was so much trash. I was bored out of my mind. I couldn't watch it after the first few minutes. And then a whole segment on Nima.
And his
penis. It was like, why? Why?
Apparently, he is getting all of the brunettes on Bravo. From Sheena to Paige and even Garcelle.
Yeah.
Garcelle,
do better.
Yeah, do better.
Do better, Garcelle.
But I'm glad that the season of Shaz is over. However, what replaces Shaz, right?
What is?
On Sundays?
Summer House? Winter House?
No, baby. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So I think next week is probably one of those like never before seen bullshit packages.
Ugh.
Or there's nothing because it's Sunday before Labor Day. So we'll figure out what we're doing then. But on September 12th.
There's a little part of Shaw's that I missed. I wanted to watch it beforehand, but I forgot. What did Gigi say about Mike's mother? What happened there?
She said, okay, so she said something like, he was like, why did you call Paulina a bitch? And he was like, because she is a bitch. Because when you act like a bitch, I'm going to call you a bitch. I'll even call, just like your, she said, because something like, just, I thought she said, just like your nana is, like your grandmother. Mm. Yeah. But apparently she said, just like your mama is. And I was like, you don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gigi. Like, no wonder Paulina's scared.
Paulina should be scared. Paulina is a bitch. She is a bitch. So she needs to be scared. She is like a loser.
Yes, she is a loser.
Such a loser.
All right. Well, the next week we don't actually have any Bravo content on Sunday. So we'll figure out what we're recording for the Wednesday episode. Mm-hmm. But starting from the week after, we will have Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Potomac on our Wednesday shows, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. And I have some other very exciting news to drop because
this episode released. Are you pregnant?
No. God, no.
Are you going to pop something out right now?
Okay. Yes, I am. Okay. Because it's September 1st. And guess what, guys? The Patreon has launched.
What? You went on a vacation and you still got this done.
Well, you know, I am a person of a lot who has a lot of talent to do things that they shouldn't be doing at the time that they're doing something else. When I have a full inbox of mm-hmm. work to do, I make the best memes because.
Yeah.
Because that's how I function. But I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about the different tiers we have mm-hmm. on our Patreon. So we have more tiers than probably anybody should, but we have them. Okay, we've got 6 tiers. They start from a small amount of $2 a month for just a general support that will probably just cover the coffee it takes for us to be a week this late.
Yeah, it covers Noor's coffee.
Yes.
Because Noor is the one doing all of the work. So
no, you're awake too. I'll
just be upfront.
Listen, you're going through some sort of a bus crisis over there in Maryland where the kids in Baltimore County are being left behind. They can't even go to school.
And then I'm going to have a cookie crisis.
Yeah. Yeah, cookie mom.
God, somebody buy these cookies.
No, we can't do that. We need them to pay for the Patreon right now. But we have general support. Then we have another tier where you can get a shout out on every episode. And we will even give you a Housewives tagline based on absolutely nothing but your name. We have a tier where you will get weekly bonus episodes. So if you're interested in us covering a particular show that we don't really talk about on the main show, let us know. Or if you just like to hear us talk shit about our families, that's also fine. We can also do that on the weekly bonus. Yeah. We have another tier where we have like an Ask Your Auntie tier, which is almost like Dear Abby or Ask Ann Landers without the xenophobia. And so it's like an advice column. You can ask us about some particular issue in your life and we will give you our unlicensed advice.
Yeah.
We have another tier which will allow
you to recommend that you do not follow our advice. But it is entertaining.
Yes, exactly. It will
be entertaining.
What you do with that advice, we are not liable for.
Let's just be clear.
Yeah. Then we have another tier where you can get monthly Zoom calls with us. So we'll do once a month Zoom calls at the end of each month, which we would love to do with you guys for like an hour. And then our treasure chest of a tier is if you support us at that level – you get a guest spot on the podcast. So that is very, very exciting. Go check that out. And then, you know, just like Patreon is, if you go up a tier, you get everything in the lower tier, et cetera, et cetera. So all the information mm-hmm. is there. And you can check that out at patreon.com/therealityispod.
Good job.
I told you I would do it.
Oh my God. You did a good job. Very
happy
nice.
Birthday to me.
Happy birthday. And you know what? I bet this was better than the La Dame fragrance you got. This was probably a better present for you that I let you do this. Let you set up the Patreon. You probably enjoy doing every bit of this. You are welcome.
Okay.
You know you enjoyed every bit of it.
I did. Oh, I do want to say, if you are supporting other podcasts also on Patreon, go check out Dumpster Dives Patreon. I was able to get on their podcast and talk about America's Next Top Model. So check that stuff out. And also, I mean, we usually like to talk about real life stuff at the top of the hour, but Hurricane Ida wreaked havoc in New Orleans and the state of Louisiana. So I am going to add some links to the description of this episode for you guys to go check out and donate what you can to help the folks that are hit the hardest with the hurricane. Mm-hmm. Look at us. I knocked it all out of the park.
Yep.
Do I still have 75 emails to go through from just this morning? Yes, I do.
I have about 75 to respond and should have responded to last week.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I am losing my job. By the end of this week, I'm pretty sure I'll get fired. That's how many balls I have dropped.
Okay, so you definitely need to support us on the Patreon.
Yeah, I need it. I need health insurance and I need my coffee. Two things in life I need is health insurance and coffee. But yeah.
But support us there and then we will talk to you on Saturday.
Bye.
Okay, bye.